And yeah, I don't know.
This is going to be more of an organic episode, I think.
Yeah, this is a little bit less of a scripted episode. We'll just see what happens. If you're listening, just go with us for the ride, man.
Yeah.
Just enjoy it. If you're just chilling in your dorm, if you don't want to leave your dorm, if you can't leave your dorm, if you're not even in a dorm, I don't know where you are. Hopefully you're indoors somewhere. I'm presuming you're indoors if you're listening to this. But yeah, just go with us and we'll see what happens, man.
One thing at a time here, one step at a time.
Yeah, man. All right. So we'll start off with wrapping up Cornell sports because we have no choice but to wrap them up.
Yeah.
Because as it turns out, all Ivy League sporting events were canceled.
All NCAA stuff is on its way out.
NCAA is done.
Yeah.
We'll get more into NCAA specifics later.
But in terms of Ivy League hockey, Cornell hockey, something we usually cover, men's and women's. Talk to me about that, Skylar.
Yeah. So, first of all, I gotta say, it's a really abrupt end to one of the best seasons by both men's and women's teams in history, probably in the history of Cornell hockey.
Both ranked number one.
Yeah.
Only a few games away from a potential national championship hardware and the titles. And
yeah, that's tough, man. That's really tough. But I'll just recap, what happened, last week in the world of Cornell hockey. Cornell women's hockey, ranked number one in the ECAC, for the conference championship. They played Harvard, last Friday, I believe. They played them last Saturday, actually. They played them last Saturday. Beat them 4-0. Pretty easy. That's what we've been doing all year. Beat them 4-1, beat them 7-0, beat them 4-0. Easy.
Was this the semifinals?
This was the semifinals.
Yeah.
Pretty easy win. And currently, now, with that shutout, our goalie, Lindsay Browning, has the single-season shutout record with 12.
Wow.
Very, very impressive. And again, like, leading the NCAA by an absurd margin.
Yeah.
You do not see that pretty much ever. So in that game, Kristen O'Neill, a graduating senior, and Maddie Mills, a junior, they each had 2 goals. Really, really clean win just all across the board. And then came Princeton in the ECAC championship.
Yeah.
And first of all, I have to say that the crowds that came out to Lina were unbelievable. Like, just completely ruthless. For both games. The Harvard game was incredible. And so was the Princeton game. We came out like completely firing. We had 2 goals in I think the first 3 minutes.
Yeah.
From Cornell with Kristen O'Neill and Gilles Frechette. It just looked like we were going to completely sweep the floor with them.
Second period was a bit of a different story.
Second period was tough. Princeton came back with 2 goals. We ended up going to third period, stayed tied. Really, really intense. Everyone was just watching.
Imagine that crowd had a lot of opinions.
Like playoff hockey is just that
insane.
It hits different.
Insane.
Playoff hockey hits different.
It hits different. Yeah.
We went to overtime, and less than a minute into overtime, I saw probably one of the unluckiest bounces I've ever seen.
I saw this replay.
Yeah, you have to. You just had to slow it down and had time to process how this happened. Basically, Princeton player took a shot and it rebounded and it just kind of rainbowed over our goalie into the goal. And it was a walk-off sudden death goal. And that's how Princeton won the ECAC championship. Really tough. The only other goal I can think of that was kind of that unlucky was in a game last year.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what game this was. I don't know if you guys were there.
I remember this goal.
Yeah, it was someone from the opposing team. I don't even remember the opposing team.
Yeah.
They shot the puck, hit off the glass, like on our side. It hit off the glass on our side and rebounded.
And hit our goalie
in the back of the head.
Yeah.
It hit Goliath in the back of the head, rolled down his back into the goal, and everything just went in slow motion. Like everything went. And
nobody knew where the puck was.
No, and then he felt it hit him in the back of the head, and so obviously he's like scrambling to try and stop it, and it's just rolling down his back in slow motion into the goal. Lost that game, and that was a big game. I'm pretty sure. I wish I knew more about this game. I only have the memory. It's just like one of those flash memories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's that it was, but going back to the women's hockey game, that
not only does that game itself just really hurt, but it hurts double, I imagine, because that's the last season memory they have.
Yeah.
And for seniors.
Oh my God.
Well, imagine ending your college career like that.
I think we'll get more into that.
We'll get more into that.
It actually turns out this is still an impressive statistic, even though it was a loss. They hadn't lost since November 29th.
Oh, wow.
So it's been over 3 months since they lost. That's fun. That sounds nice. And Micah Zandihart and Kristen O'Neill, the co-captains, they made the ECAC all-tournament team. Micah had 6 assists, and Kristen had 6 goals and 1 assist in, I think, 4 games. That's a solid ratio if you do the math, which I'm not going to because I don't want to. and if we'll transition over to men's hockey, kind of going back to women's hockey, they were top seeded in the NCAA tournament, and they were I think like the last team to fall in terms of cancellations.
Yeah,
because their game was still going to go forward as planned. The men's ECAC tournament had already been canceled.
Yep.
And they looked like they were going forward, albeit with
I'm
no
pretty
fans.
Sure they. I'm pretty sure they went from no fans and then until they heard from the Ivy League no more.
Right.
They were still planning on doing it.
Right. Yeah.
That's what happens when you have the drive of the number one team.
Yeah. Actually, no fans is such a weird concept.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember
one Camden Yards game.
Yeah. Do you remember that game?
Do not.
Okay. It was like what the White Sox versus the Orioles.
It was White Sox Orioles.
It was
they were
during the race
terrible.
Riots in like 2016.
Yeah, in Baltimore, and
yeah,
so
you could hear everything. The commentators like whispering.
Yeah, no, I read a story that Caleb Joseph, who was the catcher for the Orioles at that time, mm-hmm. he could hear the commentary like during the game.
Yeah,
and actually where I was sitting, because when I'm covering the women's hockey games, I sit in the press box, mm-hmm. and I'm like right for the playoffs. I was right in front of the announcers, so I could hear everything they were saying.
Yeah,
and we also. Shout out to our announcers.
The commentators do a really good job.
They're so hyped.
Yeah.
They're so exciting. Because you know there are announcers like that just don't care, that are like extremely biased. We're not. We're actually like pretty hyped. Like anytime a goal is scored, it's like you've never seen a goal before. Like you've never seen hockey. Like it's one of those. So shout out to our announcers for being objectively savage and very entertaining.
Oh wait, what's our hashtag? We have to organically come up with the hashtag.
Well,
it'll be in the back of my mind.
And so transitioning over to Cornell men's hockey, ECAC tournament was canceled, NCAA tournament was canceled. However, Alex Green was the finalist for the ECAC Hockey Best Defenseman Award. Jeff Malott, graduating senior, finalist for the ECAC Best Defenseman Forward Award, and Travis Mitchell was the finalist for ECAC Rookie of the Year. So hopefully we'll just continue to rake in the awards. I mean, we've talked about awards on the last few shows.
Yeah, how they should just be sending all the hardware to us.
Like, pretty much.
We'll take care of it from there. Hint,
yeah.
Wink, wink.
So we'll steal it? Is that what you're implying?
I'm saying okay. I'm saying we're going to be the ones to have all of it.
That's fair.
Exactly.
That's true.
Thank you for making me break down my joke. It always becomes a million times
better. You know
better.
A joke is better when you analyze
exactly.
it statistically. As someone who's done stand-up comedy, I can tell you that when I explain my jokes on stage, it does so poorly. So we'll toss it over to Mike, wrapping up lacrosse season.
Yeah, I have a little anecdote to start. I was actually in my ILR class with a lot of the guys. A lot of the guys on the lacrosse team, and it was Wednesday, and, you know, we're all sitting down, get there, say, 10 minutes early before lecture, and, you know, say what's up to the guys, you know, shooting the one, you know what, but...
you want to say Breeze?
Yeah.
Let's go with Breeze.
Whatever.
Shooting the Breeze.
and, you know, I sit down, and lecture's, you know, like, just about to start, like, you know, the professor's getting ready to make his announcements, whatever.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, they just, like, storm out of the lecture.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what? It's so weird, you know, so bizarre. Yeah, it's like, and I checked my phone. And
students first. Like, what are you doing, bro?
I checked my phone, and, you know, it's announced that the Ivy League has canceled all spring athletic programs. And, you know, this team was one of the best teams in the country.
Okay. Yeah.
And it had a lot of senior firepower that was leading it, you know, throughout its first 5 games. So they now finish the season 5-0, undefeated. Their last game was pretty dramatic. Another close one against then number 2 Penn State.
All right.
I believe we were number 7 at the time. We could have been. We were number 5. Excuse me. We were number 5.
We're pretty good.
And then it was a close one. at the end. But in terms of the beginning, I mean, Cornell, we started off so strong. We actually jumped out to a 10-2 lead at one point in the game. I think it was closer later in the second quarter. You know, goals galore. Nice. Just it was insane.
It's the alliteration meeting.
But we kind of blew that lead a little bit. You know, as time became more crunched in the fourth, Penn State actually regained the lead. They were up by one, and we had, you know, time crunching down, gentlemen. And who did we look for? Down a goal.
I'm gonna guess Jeff Teat.
We did. We did.
It's probably.
It was. It was like less than a minute left. I think. I think about like 30 seconds.
Oh my goodness.
And it was basically just an ISO play for Jeff, who got the ball with a little a short stick defense or midi, excuse me, guarding him pretty tightly from Penn State. And after a series of elaborate fakes, I mean, he did like about three or four moves. It's something called like a swim move he did.
Oh,
where
okay.
You take, it's like you're swimming a stroke and you take your stick and you like,
oh,
you know, move
I
it
wish
over.
Someone could see the motion, but yeah, you just, you, it's just kind of like,
it's like a swim forward.
It's like
stroke.
You're putting peanut butter back on the shelf a little bit.
Yeah.
Of, or swimming is, swimming is actually a better analogy, I think. But yeah.
So he did a swim move and then like cut back and got a great look at goal. It was tight. It was a very small window, but all it took for Teat, you know, as seen historically, is a flick of the wrist and he found the net. So it was dramatic again. Like this was like 28 seconds left or something left in the game. And, he just tied it up. It was so clutch. So then we get to the face off and everybody is just like, oh my goodness, this is the showdown. Like this is like an old Western. I mean, you have just two guys in the middle of the field.
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
And they're just, they're literally going to like draw it out.
Yeah.
So, Angelo Petrakis, the freshman face-off specialist who had a great game, really dominant in the first half, winning these draws.
Yeah.
Now comes up for the last face-off of the game.
Right.
And he you know, is battling for it, and the ball pops loose. And it goes all the way back to the Cornell, like, defensive area of the field.
Right.
And everybody's scrambling, trying to, you know, hack at this ground ball and try to scoop it up to get the possession to score, you know, potentially the game's winning goal.
Right.
And defenseman junior Dom Doria from Long Island.
There we go.
As is Petrakis. As is Angelo Petrakis.
Shout out to Long Island.
They Dom scooped up this ball, man, and I don't know. I think he saw somebody, you know, in red up the field because he just heaved that ball upfield, and he actually found you know, the stick of Angelo, the freshman faceoff guy. And typically with face-off guys, you know, they stay on the, I mean, they run off the field. It's a,
right.
It's a FOGO. It's, you know, face-off and get off. Like, you know, you.
Oh, I've never heard that.
It's, yeah. Face-off, so cool. Face-off, get out. Face-off, yeah, okay. Get out.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Great movie.
So they would, you would typically like leave the field after they're done drawing, right?
Right.
But Angelo actually stayed on the field, you know, only to be in the right place at the right time to catch this ball now. And he just took it to the house. I mean, he took this. All, you know, all the way from like a little bit above midfield, and he just went at Penn State's goal and he drilled it low, and it was the game winning goal with 8 seconds left.
There,
I mean, talk about
a
clutch. Back-to-back
that
clutch
is
moments.
The definition of clutch.
You have Jeff Teat, the senior, to tie the game up, and, you know, a leader on the field who wore the hard hat, you know, a little leadership accolade for the team last season. And then now, you know, he ties the game up, and then you have the freshman and Angelo Petrakis win the game. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that,
yeah,
against,
really,
number two,
yeah,
Penn State. Then Cornell became the number two team
in
the country.
Right. Yeah,
and it's great. And I just want to say, again, a shout-out to the seniors quickly. Sam Duggan, Paul Razumovich, Ryan Maloney, Patrick Carey, Connor Fletcher, Griffin Busick, Griff Gosnell, Kalen Bullen, Cooper Telesco, Brandon Salvatore, Hunter Hughes, and of course Jeff Teat. Thank you all. Wish you the best in the future, whether you're going to be continuing in lacrosse or doing something else. All the best.
Totally agree.
Congratulations to them. I think we're going to take a quick ad break.
Yes, we will, and we will be right back, guys. Stick with us. There is so incredibly much more to talk about. Please stay with us. We will be back in a moment.
Looking to advertise to Ithaca and local areas? WVBR is ready to be your megaphone. Our radio station has your advertising needs covered, whether you're a business, school club, nonprofit, or any group that wants to reach the public. If this sounds like you, call us today to set up an ad. Just dial 607-273-4000 extension 6 or reach us at business@wvbr.com. That's 607-273-4000 extension 6 or business@wvbr.com. It only takes a few quick, simple steps to reach all of your local communities. We would love to help you spread the word about your organization. Call us today.
And we're back. We're back live. Let's continue. Mike, you have a little bit more to tell us about lacrosse.
Yeah. On the women's side, they finished 4-2 this season. Last game, I actually attended in person, and let me tell you, it was a blowout against Columbia.
Love to see it.
Our quote-unquote rivals.
We kind of predicted that. Rivals. We low-key just predicted that on the show.
Yeah, they were defeated.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
They were defeated.
They were defeated season.
They still are defeated.
Defeated season.
But it was score of 20-2, absolute blowout. The team
Love
was
it.
Fired up. Great atmosphere for them. Everybody was getting minutes into the game and playing time and, you know, hopefully scoring some goals. They spread them out really nice. So it was great. And just, again, shout out to the seniors. Lucy Pedlow, Mary-Kate Benani, Isabel Zakara, Taylor Liss, Caroline Allen, C.A., Colby Gallagher, and Katie McGahan. Thank you all for your hard work and just the amount of time that you put in and devoted to this team. I will always be proud of you and best of luck in the future.
Totally agree, man. Guys,
snaps all around
right now.
Snaps all around.
Killing it for the seniors. Let's continue real quick. Mike, you have more.
I always have more. I always have more. And I again,
always,
another
wait, hashtag always more. No, always have more. Okay, it's
a little
force.
We'll table it. We have
let it come naturally.
Yeah, you're right. I'm trying to force it too much.
Yeah, bro. It's all right.
No force here on wrestling. Eight NCAA qualifiers.
Eight.
Six of them were automatic. Dom LaJoy, Chaz Tucker, Noah Bauman, Hunter Richard, Ben Darmstadt, and Brennan Furman.
Yeah.
And then two wrestlers received at-large bids, so they weren't automatic, but they also qualified, Brandon Womack and John Lowe. But I just want to say, while these guys will not compete, we're extremely proud of them, and notably Chaz Tucker, he plays together a 31-0 season.
Undefeated season.
He was seeded
undefeated.
He was seeded third for Nationals.
Oh, my God.
Highest of, you know, Cornell's qualifiers.
Wow.
And just a great season for all of them, especially the seniors. Immensely proud of the wrestling program, as always. One of the best programs at Cornell. Yeah.
Totally agreed. Who's capping us off here?
With basketball, I guess I just gotta
real quick,
wrap it up.
Take us into the break.
Going,
just,
yeah,
you're killing
I'm
us
on
in,
a streak.
Man.
So with the women, they ended the season 10-16, and just want to highlight again the seniors: Danielle Jorgensen, Dylan Higgins, Samantha Widman, Laura Bagwell Katalinich, Rena Olson, and Stephanie Ume. And the men didn't do as well. Finished 7-20. They have a lot of their squad returning.
Yeah.
So we have seniors Thurston McCarthy, Josh Warren, and Noah Gear graduating. Best of luck to them. And we did end the season on the high note with winning the finale against Princeton by three points.
They were good, right? They were good this year.
Princeton was pretty good.
Yeah.
So again, room to improve for both teams. But we again thank the seniors and wish them luck.
Yeah. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, I can't imagine. You bust your tail for 4 years.
Yeah.
In terms of athletics, in terms of academics, in terms of your time here, my heart goes out to any senior and student-athletes here. Like, especially student-athletes here, this is, like, being a student-athlete is, like, one of the most committed lifestyles I've ever seen. And I would just like to say that although I am not in the same position as you, obviously, I am not a student athlete, but I'm really sorry about this, guys. I don't know what else to say. Like, Sky, I'll take it over.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think it's really well said. I think it's tough. I think here I have friends who are like you, who play Division One sports, who play sports
this
here,
is their life.
And this is it. I mean, I know people whose commitments literally include school and sports, and practices are sometimes twice a day, and that's all they do. And I think, you know, why do you decide to continue to play sports at a high level is because, you know, you suit up and you work your tail off because you want to win a championship. Like, that's why you're playing. I think some professional athlete I can't remember who said it was someone in the NBA, I think, is like, or no, someone in the MLB when the whole Astros scandal was going on. It's like, the reason you get up in the morning, the reason you
that
work
was Justin
out
Turner.
For, yeah.
Justin Turner was Justin saying, Turner. Like, the reason you get out of bed, the reason you go to practice, the reason you work your tail off at a lifestyle that is sometimes not as rewarding as you hope is because you are fighting for that ring.
Yeah, no, you're playing for a championship, and yeah. I can't imagine what it must be like for any team, regardless of the season you had. I mean, especially for teams like, you know, men's and women's hockey teams, yeah. teams that were going into the playoffs, the one seed, mm-hmm. With a chance at winning an NCAA championship. And you know, the wrestling team, which had so many athletes go to the yeah. championship. I can't imagine what it's like to have that taken away
yeah.
After the season that you put in. People who had career seasons, people, you know, one of my good friends here is on the crew team, and he was telling me, you know, he feels like he's in some of the best shape he's ever been in. And I mean, when you think about that, people are playing so they can peak at the right moment. And like, this is the moment to peak. The men's team, I know, and
yeah,
the women's team as well, they were
tapering for championship season. Yeah.
Exactly. They were going in healthy. And I cannot imagine what this must be like, especially for the seniors.
Yeah.
This is a tough blow. Now there's a rumor.
I heard about this from like seventh hand.
Yeah.
so, you know, this is not, I would like to say that although this is potential good news, potential is the key word.
Yeah.
Nothing is
we
confirmed,
don't know. We don't know yet.
But there is a rumor going around that the NCAA is going to at least try to give people an extra year of eligibility.
Right. There is a petition that has, I think, over 25,000 signatures by, I'm sure, many Ivy League student athletes.
Yeah, athletes.
They're asking for another year of eligibility.
And they deserve it, in my opinion.
They 100% deserve it, regardless of where
you
you're at
the
season.
Wake up at God knows what hour and work God knows how hard.
Yeah, to get it canceled. And, you know, like, I mean, I will say, like, it's been nice this week in Ithaca, right?
Yeah, I've been throwing the ball around.
Yeah, no, yeah, we toss. We'll talk about that later.
That's more of a positive life segment though.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, and I made a petition. I think it was on like Monday. Mm-hmm. It was Monday. It was really nice out. Everyone was outside.
Yeah.
And I made a petition on it was like change.org or something. It was like petition to cancel classes whenever it's 50 plus degrees and sunny out. And I was like, aha, like, this is going to work. You know, I'm petitioning to, like, you know, our president, Martha Pollack, the weather, the government, the authority. You know what I mean? And now we have, and, you know, that petition didn't get, I think it got my signature. I think that was it.
If you sent it to me, I would have signed it.
Well, I don't know. I was like, this is never going to work. I just, I made it, and I was like, there's no way people sign this. Even though it's
you
what everyone's
up,
thinking.
You gave up before
right, I was like,
started,
there's no way.
Yeah.
This is what people are, like, thinking.
This is definitely in the back of my mind.
Right. You know, and then we have real petitions, like this one, like,
yeah.
which is with legitimate issues.
I'd be interested in seeing how this affects potential, like, across the NCAA, how this affects, like, potential drafts.
Recruits?
Yeah,
your
drafts
too.
Yeah,
I mean, player stock goes up in the postseason, player stock goes down in the postseason, like,
yeah.
You know.
Well, as far as recruits, they have a dead period now, so they can't really
yeah, there's
recruit
no
anybody.
Scouts, there's no
so
scouts
no
right
scouting,
now, yeah.
No visits, yeah, no. Dead
no,
period.
Nothing going on right now.
Yeah, no, this is a tough time, and I mean, I understand the reason. I understand it's for safety. I think initially saying we're going to play with no fans was like a noble cause.
I think so too.
Yeah, and I still don't know how that would have worked. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I can't say for sure.
Yeah, we all saw the whole Camden Yards example, how this is just like so weird.
It's such a weird experience, and I, you know, I don't know what the competitiveness would have looked like. I don't know. None of us, we're all speculating right now. We're just in a period of great speculation.
Yeah.
Is basically how I'm going to describe it.
Yeah.
Just to wrap that up. Man, I really feel for the seniors and everyone else.
You know how I normally say at the end of the show, if you see me on campus, give me a high five.
Yeah.
Well, if at any point anybody here needs a hug on campus, despite social distancing, give me a
defy.
Recommendations
by our president.
Yeah.
I think it's important to again, remember that we're all human, and this virus is unfortunately spreading around pretty rapidly. And yeah. Again, we're fortunate to live in a great place, in a great country, where we have, most of us, thankfully, have access to, you know, the resources to cope with this. But again, there's plenty of resources on campus if you need help. Whether you're staying or going, Jake, I think is gonna
real
articulate
quickly,
that.
So, an image has been going around in some group me's that I'm in. In terms, I'll make this quick. so in terms of housing, please fill out the here on campus. In terms of getting housing issues checked out, please fill out the housing survey. You should have all got it in your emails if you live on campus.
Yeah.
If you live off campus, you are allowed to stay. That's your apartment that you're leasing, or your
let's go
house or something
apartment
like that.
Living, baby.
Academics, just keep in touch with your professors. They are, you know, dealing with this just as much as we are. They get notified as quickly as we do.
Yeah.
In terms of finance, emergency resources, the Access Fund. This is important. The Access Fund can provide financial support for travel. Applications can be found at, bit.ly/AccessFundCornell or email accessfund@cornell.edu. This can help you get home if you need to, buy a plane ticket. Financial aid, if your family member has lost a job due to COVID-19, report this. Appeal to your financial aid officer. Mental health resources. Cornell Health is all over this. Contact them. EARS is all over this. Contact them. Health insurance, if you're on Cornell's student health plan, it will not be refunded, unfortunately. You can use your insurance plan at locations off campus, though, so that helps. And I think that's all I have for now. Should we take a quick ad break?
Let's take a quick ad break, and when we get back,
we'll be a little bit more.
Yeah,
bit more lighthearted.
We'll try. All
right, we will be right back. And we're back live. All right. Let's go. We're talking about news related to professional sports.
Yeah.
So there's at the like I said in the beginning, there's a lot to talk about, and then there's almost nothing to talk about.
We'll talk about the things that lead up that happened prior to the more shocking news.
Yeah.
I should say.
Let's get started with MLB.
Some baseball.
It's just weird. I made these notes before I knew what was happening for some of them.
We will get to know. We will get there.
This note says, Conforto oblique strain.
Yeah, poor Michael Conforto, outfielder for the Mets.
He strained his oblique. We were pretty healthy during spring training. He was now the only question mark. That sucks, obviously. But as with any injury that we're going to talk about today, now he has some time to recover, I guess.
Same with Verlander. Verlander got shut down for
the Astros.
Lat strain. Yeah, that is the defending Cy Young Award winner, 2019 American League Cy Young winner, best pitcher in the American League.
And also reigning piece of garbage.
He might be part of a team that we have labeled as, quote, filthy cheaters.
I wholeheartedly agree. you have something going off about a little bit, just a little bit.
Well, okay. This is something that kind of goes off of the whole cheating thing. So when the Atlanta Braves played the Houston Astros in a spring training game during warm up, the Braves from their dugout played the I saw the sign
right
from like Pitch Perfect or something like that.
Yeah,
which
Astros
I find,
sign stealing scandal, being trolled by literally everyone, every fan from everywhere. Good that it's postponed.
It was one of those things where like you're scrolling on your phone at night and you kind of like you exhale air as a laugh.
it's not really a definitive laugh.
It was a chuckle. We'll call it a chuckle. It was like between an exhale and a chuckle. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you're getting there. You're heading in the direction.
It brought me
laughs,
joy
right?
in a time where I. It brought me.
It's like that. Exactly, it's like that.
Exactly.
You just do that one more time.
No.
Fair,
it
that's
brought
fair,
me
that's
joy
fair.
When I needed to. It brought me
no.
Yes. Poor Mike.
That's,
put him
that's
on the
right,
spot.
It's all good. In all seriousness, we got to stay lighthearted. I mean, again, this is a horrible thing, but it just makes you more grateful for the people and experiences around you, man. So just take it all in and have some fun.
Live
this
in the moment, man.
Exactly.
Be able to laugh at with the Braves and the Astros and things like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise you're just upsetting yourself.
Right. Yeah. Pick out something in the world and just laugh.
Even if you're an Astros fan, laugh at it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you probably won't. We all hate you.
We still hate the Astros.
Yeah.
That's still constant.
Right.
Keeping with baseball, before we get into league news, Francisco Lindor, the best shortstop in the entire league. He's the shortstop for the Cleveland Indians. Bit of a smaller market team. Hasn't really been in playoff talks for 2 years now.
Mostly known as the team that almost beat the Cubs in 2016.
Yes.
And one of the best games I've ever seen.
Yeah, Game 7.
Game 7
that
in the World
wild.
Series. You always want to see a Game 7.
You always want to see a Game 7.
Yeah. Unless you're Cornell, you want to sweep. But yeah.
So Lindor is entering... So at the end of the 2020 season, he will enter free agency, which means that he... doesn't have to be on the Indians anymore. Any team can call him up and out and basically be like, I want to pay you this much, and he can sign with whoever he wants.
Right.
But with the news we got from Christian Yelich last year, another top 10 player.
Bona fide player.
Yes, a bona fide player, exactly.
I just like that word. Is it French?
Sure.
Okay, we'll it's go not, with that.
You say bona fide.
It's now. It's
I say bona fide.
I say bona fide as well.
I've said bona fide forever.
Well,
you're a weirdo.
No, I'm an English major. Excuse me.
Maybe it's like Latin. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We'll do some research.
It's like bona fide. Bona fide.
So it's Italian.
It's Italian?
Dude, he said Latin.
That's how you're
he
saying
said
it.
Latin, not
I'm
Italian.
Like bona fide.
I said bona fide.
You said bona fide.
Bona fide.
We're making fun of you for saying
bona fide. It's bona fide.
All right, back to Lindor.
Okay, we'll go back to this.
By the way, so Lindor suspended all extension talks with his organization, the Cleveland Indians, because he had said earlier in this offseason he's open to talking extensions, but he said, going into March, if nothing's signed, I'm just going to like play the field. If you don't give me an offer that I like, then I'm just going to see what's going to happen when I hit free agency. And you know what? I respect Lindor from this. Lindor is incredibly underrated. This has me a little red in the face. We don't have time for the full segment today, but this has me a little red in the face. Lindor is a top 10 player in all of Major League Baseball. By far the best defensive shortstop. If you think anything else, you're just wrong. Sorry. Actually,
wow.
No, not sorry.
Oh,
you're just
man.
Wrong.
Calling out everyone who disagrees
yeah,
with your
you're wrong.
Specific point.
You're wrong. You're just wrong. He's like, look at the numbers. His DRS is insane. Look at his highlight reel. He's insane. He also is a very consistent hitter. Like, you look at these other shortstops who had great seasons, Marcus Semien, Trevor Story. He's been doing what they've been doing for, like, just longer. So, like, just because he's more consistent doesn't mean he's less exciting. Sorry.
Right.
And he steals bases. He's a five-tool player.
He is a five-tool player.
Like, Francisco Lindor deserves a lot of
the
money.
The world.
Like, he deserves the world.
He's also got a great smile.
He does have a great smile.
He's like the face of baseball because he has a very marketable face.
He does.
You know what I mean? He's got a solid smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
After seeing Yelich get slept on with his contract, even though he seemed very happy and pleasant with it, I really hope nobody sleeps on Francisco Lindor, especially the Indians when they're offering him money. So,
give him
yeah.
his money.
Exactly.
Give him
He deserves 300. If Bryce Harper can get 300 million, Francisco Lindor deserves 300 million.
Give him his money. That's all I'm going to say. Also, I have one more thing to say.
Yes, go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Bona fide.
All right.
Can we just.
Bona fide?
One more time.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
It's a robot.
That's
yeah,
totally
Siri doesn't
so
count.
Wrong.
Siri
it
doesn't
it's
count.
Translated from Corsican.
What does that
what
mean?
What is Corsican? I don't want to do this research right now, but it just in case anyone didn't hear, Google says bona fide is bona fide.
All right. Well,
so
we know
that's
Google's
a combination
wrong.
Of both. So it's just trying to be objective.
You know what? I can now take Skylar's side and say Google's wrong.
I think we can all agree. We can all gang up on Google.
Exactly.
I think that's
we can put our feud aside to crap on Google.
Oh, 100%, that sounds fun.
Yeah. So getting into some more, like, we saw teams individually kind of close off their doors.
Right.
Mariners, things are pretty bad with the coronavirus situation in Seattle. So
yeah,
that was the
initial outbreak.
Yep. They said at first they were saying that they were planning on trying to have their games, at least for the first 2 weeks of opening day, in a different location.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Well, I think I just got a news alert that they're sending everyone home.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to be chilling
Oakland
for a while.
Oakland kind of did the same thing. Like, teams kind of went team by team, and then the MLB basically said, sorry, spring training, players, please go home. Everybody go home. Stay safe. Opening day delayed by at least 2 weeks.
Probably more.
I mean, it makes sense. You don't want crowds of 40,000 people at opening day
that's
or at parades.
Unless you all sit one seat apart from each other, which is not realistic.
Yeah, well...
But good news though.
Good news, yeah.
Turns out that darts is continuing to be played. Professional darts. Professional darts is a real sport.
Sure.
You jerk if you think it's not. It's a real sport.
Well, then I'm a jerk.
You're a jerk. it's a professional sport and it's continuing to be played. I saw highlights yesterday, I believe.
This is what ESPN will be showing.
This
over the
is
next few weeks.
Darts. The spelling bee. I think they're gonna bring it back.
Chess.
Chess. I think pony racing / horse racing.
Oh,
can you race? You can race ponies.
Sure.
Bull riding? Not sure. That might come back. No. What if the riding?
What
the
is
machine...
ESPN's content going to look like?
Yeah,
wait,
actually,
well,
we
let's
could,
look at,
we
let's
could,
go into other sports.
Let's go into,
we'll
figure this out.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But I like this. There's more.
Yeah,
just
there
think
is
about
more.
Other sports.
We'll
hack
come back
hack?
To this.
I don't know.
What will ESPN be covering? That's the question at the end of the day.
Yeah. So NBA.
Yeah, Mike, I want to hear your opinion on this.
Go for it, Mike.
Well, it's done. It's done. But I think the first major case of the outbreak when it hit the NBA was Rudy Gobert.
Gobert.
The center for the Utah Jazz.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Great player. Great defensive player. I believe he's a former defensive player of the year. Wouldn't be shocked if he got it again this year because he managed to shut down the whole league.
There we go. There we go.
He managed to shut... Yo, the word wizard over here is back.
I stole that from somebody.
Yeah, I figured.
But anyway, he's contagious, Gobert. Donovan Mitchell, another all-star, also contracted it, and it's just spreading all over the place.
Yeah, he may have given it to his dad, who works for the Mets. We have crossed sport
boundaries.
Sport boundaries. That sounds like a thing. One of the things you saw, I don't know if anyone saw this clip, Rudy Gobert, after an interview, was like,
This is like, you know, I don't want to. You take this.
I mean, we'll combo.
You definitely just know better than I do.
No, I mean, did you see the clip of him? All right, I'm like,
just take the lead.
The clip out. Basically, he was in the interview room, and he's done with his interview, and he was just like, whatever. This is fine. We're all fine. Don't worry about the virus. So then he touched all of the mics. All of them. He just put his hands on all of them and then ran out of the room without an explanation.
Why?
Well,
he thought it was, I don't know.
I think he thought it was a joke.
Let me just say one thing to put this in perspective. We are currently speaking into microphones.
That's true.
Prior to the show, we took some wipes and wiped down our mics.
Fresh scent disinfecting wipes kills 99.9% of germs. Guys, we're safe.
Are we plugging wipes now?
We're,
what's the brand?
Guys, we're sponsored by wipes. Our first sponsorship. Do you have germs?
Wipes.
Not anymore.
wipes. If you have germs, wipes.
We just pick out things in this room to sponsor us. We'll do that. We have Tic Tacs.
Wait, oh my God, hashtag wipes.
Hashtag prep, Tic Tacs, wipes.
Hashtag, we'll figure it out. Hashtag Purell, I don't know. He touched the mics as a joke, and then he got the coronavirus and gave it to Donovan Mitchell. But the rest of the Jazz players were allegedly fine. However, you could connect after he got it, the day after he got it, you could connect all of the 30 NBA teams. You could link them all from the last 5 days. They've all interacted somehow through each other in the last 5 days. So I don't know what's going to happen with that right now.
There's a reason that they shut it down.
Yeah.
They postponed games.
Postponed. They said we could start up again like maybe
when the world isn't on fire.
So we'll see. Also, side note, Kevin Durant coming back from his Achilles injury.
Oh, yeah.
Saw him in a video. I saw him dunk. Didn't think he would ever jump again, but proved me wrong. And he's looking all right. So alongside the NBA is, I think, what has got everyone truly, truly traumatized.
Us gambling fans are pretty upset.
Addicted gamblers.
Oops.
Guys, I hate to break it to you.
We can't do a bracket.
You know why?
Because March Madness is...
You canceled.
It's March Sadness now.
Stop it. Oh my God, you're so good.
That's so bad.
Yeah,
so
that
sad.
Really was terrible.
It's so sad.
That was awful. No, it was also kind of good. March Madness is canceled, guys. They originally pitched the idea of playing with no fans like they did with hockey and our other sports. And then they just axed it completely. And it was first axed with... Duke and Kansas, I think, canceled the programs. And they're like, well, we don't have Duke and Kansas. And like, who do we have?
Yeah, there's two empty spots that are big names.
Yeah, so they ended it. They decided to end it. And I'm not sure if anyone's tested positive. Any members of their team, either players or personnel.
Even if there are no positive tests, that's what they're trying to avoid.
Yeah, so they cancel March Madness. If you put money down for March Madness.
Hopefully you get refunded.
You probably won't. Actually, maybe, I don't know, if you're playing with people who are kind-hearted souls.
Well, I'm saying if it's like an online thing, like what if you put a bet in like Caesars,
you'll probably
get
refunded. If you're playing with your friends, your friend who took the money is not going to give it back. Just accept that. Like if one person was running the bracket,
remind me never to make you the guy who like would put this bracket
together. I would take the money. If you're playing with your friend, you're like, hey man, like here's the $100. Yeah, I know, big stakes, man, but I think Kansas is taking the cake this year. And your friend takes $100 from...
Bold of you to assume I have $100.
That's a fair point. Mike, you going to the bathroom?
Yeah. Thank you for announcing that, Skyler.
That was almost really sneaky. All right, we'll keep talking.
We'll keep going.
So your friend would take the money. Your friend would not get it back. Your friend would spend it on probably Purell, maybe Corona beer if they're
of
age.
Look... We're going to get into more sports, but pretty much if you look at our notes, like
it's
baseball, NBA, NCAA, NFL, MLS, NHL, it just says postponed.
Even the XFL. Even the XFL is postponed.
It got
Which,
to the XFL.
By the way, we had this discussion a couple weeks ago Oh, I hate to say this with Mike on, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
Turns out the XFL, X stands for extreme.
And no,
we were debating it. I think we were debating it, and we didn't know what it was. And then, yo, Mike, guess what? XFL, the X in XFL stands for extreme. Shocker. I had no clue.
We had this whole debate.
Did we finalize it?
I'm pretty sure that we guessed
maybe
that.
Maybe just had complete memory loss.
We said it came up with the Legends Football League, which is the women in bikinis thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not different.
But because that's like also maybe it was named the Extreme Football League before Legends, or it's like synonymous.
Oh,
they used to be
something,
but there's some correlation there.
Now that I'm seeing that,
causation.
Okay,
I feel
yes.
Like.
We've cleared the air. We've cleared the air.
Yeah. So there we go. If you're ever wondering, they're also postponed. NFL, they postponed their league meeting.
Yeah, the combine already happened.
Yeah, right.
Like, what's going to happen in the offseason?
They all had pro days. Apparently, Tua Tagovailoa, I think that's how you say it. The Alabama QB who we thought would just be like straight up paralyzed, or I thought he'd be like paralyzed. He had like a really bad hip injury.
Oh, okay.
You remember this?
No,
I don't know.
Yes,
yeah, you. Oh, yeah. There we go. and he like dislocated something in his like hip.
Okay,
yeah, it was. His
but
hip.
He's back and he's on fire.
No, he's not on fire. But he's back and he's walking, and they said he's going to be fully healthy, which I can only imagine the kind of stuff that they.
Okay.
Administer to someone who's going to the NFL.
Yeah.
But
good for him. I apologize for taking the lead in a segment. I had no idea what was going on.
You're good, bro. No, we're all confused right now.
Yeah.
I forgive you. We all forgive you.
Aww.
Our listeners.
This is our moment.
This is our moment. Our listeners forgive you.
You can't see, but I winked.
Thank you. the NFL. So apparently, you know, this is actually the first week that I really haven't heard anything about Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Except for the.
There's been bigger problems.
There's been much bigger issues, except for the fact that Tampa Bay is apparently trying. They're going all in to get him, which they have Jameis Winston. He's a solid player who only had 30
interceptions. Wait, wasn't that the, 30-30 with the eye surgery?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. 30-30 something touchdowns, 30 interceptions,
yeah.
And got corrective eye surgery this offseason. So, I don't know what's going to happen.
I feel like if they're paying for their QB's medical bill, why would they?
Right.
Why would they try and get another one?
Right, dude, you got to save, man.
Yeah.
Saving is important right now.
Yeah.
Not in the stocks. That's bad. and
yeah, look at the look at the Dow recently.
Let's see.
MLS postponed.
MLS postponed. All of the soccer leagues.
Yeah.
Yeah. World
European
soccer. Yeah. My favorite club, Arsenal FC, based in North London. The manager Mikel Arteta, the skipper.
I love
great name.
Arsenal.
He's contracted the virus.
Yeah.
Hopefully, none of their players get it, but I think it's inevitable. As I said before, again, it's not. I don't think it's too deadly. Fortunately, so they'll be all right. They're in great shape and condition. Also, Juve in Italy, Serie A.
Yeah.
Danny Rigani, player over there, got
right.
it.
Yeah, sure.
And you know, talking about Juve players, you could possibly see a big name like Cristiano Ronaldo get this virus.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And again, listen, it's not an end all be all. It sucks. We hate to see it spread, but again, there's a lot of firepower in the human immune system to fight against this. So.
Yeah, man.
Actually, wait. In terms of soccer, this is something that we didn't necessarily have, so I'll be brief. But the president of U.S. Soccer, Carlos Cordero,
yeah.
He resigned recently.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you guys hear about
in regards
this?
To the women's team?
The women's national.
The women's
there was like a legal case recently. Yeah,
yes,
go ahead, Mike.
Yeah.
No, take it away, Jake.
No. Well, add on. I'm literally.
All right, Skylar.
Oh,
I'm literally right, like learning.
Time to call in. Time to call in, guys.
I am by no means the expert, so please, if you have more information, add. But so there was a legal case recently that address like the pay gap between men's and women's
right.
national
the women's
teams.
Obviously winning the World Cup.
Women's clearly
last
being
summer,
a more competitive
I saw,
team.
I went to a soccer bar with my parents. Shout out to my parents for taking me there, and we just watched them win the World Cup. It was ridiculously hype. I've never been in an atmosphere like that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. It was like a bar. I think they show soccer there consistently, so a lot of like already
so
diehard
soccer
men.
It's soccer bar. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, I think so. Yeah. I don't know.
We're showing.
Yeah,
I mean,
and,
hey, you literally got to see
good food.
Yeah, you got to, well, you got to see like history being made, and there was so there's been this whole legal battle of like the wage gap between the women's team and
the men's team,
and
right?
Men's national team.
Yeah.
So I heard something about the legal case. It was like less competitive or like less strain or something like that.
Something like that. I know the women warmed up with jerseys covering covering the U.S. logo.
So, like, that's
this is an issue that needs to be addressed.
My personal opinion, that legal result was bullcrap. Like,
yeah.
And I mean, that's just me. Yeah. You have every right to feel differently, but you know, it's being interpreted as misogynistic, and the president, who kind of like had to be on board with this legal decision, stepped down because of it.
Yeah,
so,
dude, you got to address that, man.
Yeah,
that's a problem, bro.
Yeah,
we won the World Cup. Like, what else can we do?
Yeah,
man?
Like, what else do they need to prove?
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Well, I can't imagine being a woman athlete right now and how that must feel.
That's intense. Hopefully they get it resolved for sure.
Yeah, we'll see what's up. I don't know much.
Yeah, I don't know. But knee jerk.
I'm like trying to get access to the New York Times right now.
Get him paid, dude. Just get him paid.
Exactly. So that was a big shocker in the sports world, other than coronavirus,
right?
So.
and rounding out, I guess the NHL.
They were also postponed. This is a bit disappointing as a Rangers fan. I mean. Bit disappointing as a Rangers fan because obviously I can't watch them anymore. But now, like, these would have been pretty exciting games because there was potential, keyword potential, postseason pushes. But also, like, going back to like what I mean, going back to what we talked about earlier, like, what is ESPN going to cover? Like, I'm like, this is getting personal.
So
for
2K. Let's brainstorm. 2K. Let's brainstorm now.
Right before we get into that, I just want to say one last thing.
Yeah,
like this is more of a personal anecdote, but like, you know, this is a troublesome time, like to say the least, for everybody. Everybody's being impacted in their own ways. And as I mentioned before, go to the resources if you need to. But for me, I like to watch sports.
Yep.
That is something that I like to do to calm myself down and maybe feel safer.
Yeah.
And things like that. Agreed. Or it just makes me feel better. And you know what? Now I can't. Or I will be watching God knows what on ESPN. So
yeah, whatever we come up with is hopefully what the ideas that ESPN will take from us. So
what is Stephen A. going to yell at now? I don't know.
I don't know, man. You can't just yell at the virus, man. The virus can't speak. So I don't know what he's going to do. But let's all right. This is a new segment. What are we calling this segment? We just came up with it.
Brainstorm
future ESPN coverage.
Brainstorming content on ESPN, on network TV.
How we will get hired in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
110%.
We'll have this evidence to prove it. I'm thinking definitely darts, because that looks like it'll continue. Once again, darts, great sport,
chess.
Very hype. Chess, I think chess will continue.
Real mind game.
Yeah.
You know, golf claps all around.
I respect. I actually approve of the golf clap. I like golf. Oh, golf is canceled too. Augusta golf was
man,
canceled.
Esports is where it's at.
Esports,
this was
a
big investment hype years ago when it was first gaining some traction. Now that investment is paying off, man. talk about boomer bust. Oh my goodness,
dude.
Oh my goodness.
Esports is killer. I think actually a concept.
Yeah.
Just a concept.
Yeah.
You play a full season with esports.
Yeah.
Like 30 people. 32, or however many teams are on the league, play a full season. Whoever wins the season, they give that to the actual team. They give the championship to the actual team.
Well, teams like actually have like esports. Like,
there are like esports tournaments,
like representatives.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, say like an NBA team could have like, oh, the Knicks esport contestant.
If the Knicks won in esports,
but not the NBA.
Not the NBA. Well, that's actually realistic because the Knicks suck. But
esports tournament for the first draft pick and then
pretty much.
It
Yo,
fun.
I like that incentive. I actually like that incentive.
You heard it here first.
all this see like is all this like training. You know, you're unable to implement it largely for a lot of our athletes. Again, we are we're sending our wishes to you. But for the gamers, I mean, oh my god, all this hard work you put in. Now's your time.
This is time for
over.
Investment, man. This is time for straight up investment right
ESPN
now.
ESPN investors are giving a call to game developers like,
oh, 100%.
Hey, you want to cross markets here?
I think temporarily Fortnite might become a national sport.
All right, you take that back.
Yeah, I take it back. I hate that. I hate Fortnite.
Sorry, but like, take
no,
it back.
I hate Fortnite. No, that was a joke. I swear. No,
I promise. Don't come for me.
I hate it because I suck at it. is my honest thing.
As someone who has a brother who's one of those Fortnite bros,
I've
grown to just have just bad images of it.
Yeah, no, so, that's not the move.
Gentlemen, aside from the battle royale, I think the real battle is how to spend your time if you're an athlete. And again, I don't think, although you're limited, you can't compete or, you know, in an organized fashion anymore. I think it allows for a lot of self-reflection, self-improvement.
Meditation.
Yeah.
Maybe of the transcendental variety.
Getting more in touch with the environment as the weather has been so beautiful, going out for runs.
Get outside.
As Mike mentioned on the Valentine's Day episode, go to the gym and show yourself some self-love.
Yeah, and again, in the event, this is a crazy pandemic, so I don't know if like the gyms will be closed now.
Good point.
Who
but
knows?
Like, take care of yourself.
But like, convert your room into a gym.
Yeah, exactly. You could still do exercise. It doesn't stop here. Don't lay down and be depressed. Just get out. Do what you can.
Guys, we're laying out your exercise plan right now.
Make the most
I don't
of your
care
time.
What your coach gives you. This is like what we have right now.
We all understand this is very much easier said than done, but it can go a long way to, you know, put your own physical and mental health first and going to the gym and exercising, maybe not going to a gym, but like exercising is a great way to do that.
You don't need a gym to exercise. Some of the best athletes
hard enough, you'll be in a gym.
Have not had the resources growing up, and they've been, you know, excelling at the top of their respective sports. So there's no excuses. I mean, again, if you want to get your work in, do it. There's no stopping you.
I mean, I know personally, Skylar and I have been taking some swings and some throws.
Well, one of us.
One of them, yeah.
Tell me more.
I mean, me personally, I've been texting my buddies like, hey, my mom's done a lot of things. Can we throw the ball around? Or, hey, like, we've been talking about this for a little while. You want to go to Hoy Field?
And, yeah, that's our local baseball field.
That's our local baseball field. We definitely snuck on, but it's fine.
Oh, yeah. We hopped the fence.
We did hop the fence.
Impressive.
Nobody stopped us.
Acrobatic.
So, yeah, acrobatic. Ask for forgiveness, not permission kind of thing.
Yeah.
And Skylar, I would actually like take this time to thank you for that, because you know that weekend was a lot.
Of course.
Prior to coronavirus concerns, you know, I really appreciate you coming out with me, man.
Dude, it was a good time. Yeah, I have not hit the baseball field a long time.
Yeah, ditto.
For anyone, nobody really. I mean, I used to play sports, man.
Ditto.
none of us really talk about the fact that, bro, we were athletes here, man. We were, and you know,
not here, but like,
no, we were athletes.
We
in
were
our
athletes.
Past lives.
Yes.
Yeah, I used to play baseball, and had a career-ending torn labrum.
So you can't swing, right?
So I can't swing a bat, but I can still throw. And
he throws great BP, guys.
Thank you so much. Yeah, dude.
We were on Hoy Field. I bought a new cheap wood ash bat.
Yeah,
and I was
like, nice.
It was nice, wasn't it?
It was a nice bat.
Thank you.
You hit any bombs or?
I did hit some bombs.
If there was a little league field, it would.
Whoa. We had one bounce and hit the fence. Remember, I was like, hey, this one's over here. You're like, oh, okay.
Wow. It rolled there.
No, what? Your back was to the fence, my guy. You don't
yeah, you're right. I didn't see any of this.
Give me some time, boys. I'll be back. I'll be swinging the wood as well.
Yeah,
here we go.
In the Sights home gym back in Long Island. I'm getting
Sights
my work in.
There you go, yeah.
I mean, this is just
Is that
time.
Mike's gym that you were talking
Mike's
about?
Mike's gym.
Yeah, I could get you on a membership. We'll see. It's, you know, sanitized.
Not paid
regularly.
For
no,
so.
I sanitize. That's my one stipulation.
There we go, yeah. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, wait, before we go into more of our life things,
because
we do want to act personable and be there for you guys.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some some more gambling, if we may. We may not actually put money on this, but we want to talk about some over-unders for when certain seasons will be starting.
I think so. Welcome to our season called over/under for when we think seasons will start, which is what we have written down here on our computers. Bless you, Mike.
Salute. Thank you.
You just bless yourself.
Hey, yes. He's allowed to.
Nice.
Spreading the virus right here in the studio.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, too soon. Too soon. All right, over-unders.
Over-unders.
Over-unders that you guys get sick with the coronavirus.
A
few hours, maybe, just because you.
Let's talk about sports. I hate this. I guess we'll go NHL. NHL first. So NHL is one of those sports where it's unique in that there's a lot of international travel because you have between Canada and the US,
right?
And Canada, I saw this. Like, this is not relevant whatsoever, but I found it hilarious. Yeah. There was like a link to a tweet I saw that said like, "Oh, Canada, a Canadian medical facility." Has been like working triple time and maybe close to a potential cure. I mean, don't take this with anything.
That'd be dope.
But the funniest part was the comment that said, "Hockey's been canceled for 6 hours and Canada's already curing stuff." Which
you didn't need more of an incentive.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I can't play hockey. Eh? What am I gonna do? I feel so sorry. I said I wouldn't. I said I wasn't gonna do this.
It was gonna happen again. He's very sorry about that.
I'm very sorry. Stop. So my over under on the NHL is gonna be later than other leagues. I think it's gonna be probably like June.
June what day? June 1st and a half.
Sure.
Over or under June 1st and a half?
I'm going to go over.
Okay.
Because I think
you're setting the standard, so we're all going to go based off
sure,
of that.
Go ahead.
So you set June 1st and a half?
I think hockey's going to be later than a lot of other sports. And I think hockey might have to deal with like serious like.
What if
concerns.
Due to time zone differences, it starts on June 1st, but it starts before the half?
Eastern Standard Time.
Eastern Standard Time. I'm gonna write that down.
You want me to be so freaking specific?
What if it's like 11:30 a.m. but some places it's 2:30 p.m. Who's gonna win the bet? I'll make sure I'm on the East Coast. So NHL, I'm saying under. I'm gonna say under. I think we're gonna start earlier.
Sure.
Mike, what do you think? Over under June 1st and a half for when the NHL season will start?
Over.
Over.
Yeah. Ballsy.
Mike has over.
Ballsy. NBA.
I will not be setting standard for this.
I'll set the standard. I'm going to say May 17th, 0.5.
Okay.
So weird.
2 months, 2 months after St. Paddy's Day?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Yeah, I meant that. Yeah.
That's where the logic was coming from.
Eastern Standard Time. What do you guys think? I'm thinking that day. So what do you guys think? Over, under?
Well, you made me pick over under, so you got to pick.
Oh, fair.
I picked over.
I'm going to pick over as well.
Okay.
Over.
All right, we're going universal
I'm
over.
I'm going to go over, yeah.
MLB, who's setting the standard here?
Mike, if you don't mind, I would like to...
Mike, set the standard. When do you think the MLB season's going to restart? Or start?
I do want to hear Mike's perspective on this.
July.
July? Oh, July. What day and a half?
Just pick
a 10th. Number. The July 10th and a half, yeah. Eastern Standard Time, as usual. Yeah. I'm going under.
I personally want to go under for personal anecdotes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. MLS. We'll round out with MLS. When do we think soccer's going
to
start again?
I feel like I don't see any reason for MLS and MLB to be any different. I feel like the main difference between the NBA and the MLB and MLS is that there's indoor versus outdoor facilities and things
that's
like that.
Fair. That's very fair.
Which, you know, one's easier to clean and so that's a factor. So I feel like I don't see a reason to give any date different for MLS and MLB.
So May 17 and...
No, between MLS. I feel like MLS and MLB should be the same.
Oh, July.
So I think July 10th and a half.
10th and a half. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah,
I like how we're getting
that. I'm gonna go under as well.
I think I'm gonna go under. Yeah.
What do you think, Mike? Round us out.
MLS. I'll go over for all mine. Yeah.
Ooh.
Mike's going over on everything.
I really
have we been writing down what?
Yeah,
what
I put it down.
You did?
Well, I didn't say who said what. No, you just remember.
I don't remember what I said.
Did you just black out?
No, but I don't remember what I remember. Like the ones that I said for the ones that I was like leading the NHL and the MLB. Well, I wasn't leading MLB, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, well, right. We'll get it after.
That just means that
we'll
I can win.
Let you know
no matter
if
what.
There's money going down on this. But
my memory's really bad. Can't believe I made it to freaking school.
Wild, dude. Wild, man.
Wild.
Look at the draw. I think
we're gonna go on a little bit of life segment, I guess.
I guess so. I mean,
we talked about BP,
fantasy baseball.
So yeah, Skylar and I, so me and a couple buddies from my home, which town of like the Binghamton area, yep. We decided to get a baseball league going, and we needed guys. And one of the first dudes I thought of was my main man, Skylar, over
Let's
here.
Go.
And Dude, we started a fantasy so baseball league. I am pretty darn confident in my team. I mean, understandably. It's one of those things where, yeah, there's 30 normal teams in the MLB, but there's 8 teams in our fantasy league. So, like, statistically speaking, every team is going to, like, look good.
Right.
But
right.
I don't know. I had my other friend, who is also named Jake, he was, like, picking, like, I remember I was talking to him about prospects before this draft.
Right.
And I was like,
right.
Dude, and I'm thinking to him, like, this is good. Like, him and I are going to, like, share the prospects because we did this draft together. Right. And I was thinking to myself, that means we like know who to pick in later rounds and stuff like that. And this guy goes ahead and picks like prospects.
Oh my
god! In the first like 4 rounds, he picks Jesus
Mistake.
Lizardo like 3rd round. Who don't know? Jesus Lizardo is a pitching prospect who's predicted to make his MLB for the MLB like
debut.
Like, well, he already like pitched 12 innings last season.
Oh,
but,
that's
like he's
not
this
fair.
Is this is
yeah.
supposed to be his rookie year. He's supposed to be really good pitcher for the A's.
Yeah, don't pick prospects.
Like I'm thinking to myself, why would you waste a 3rd round pick on a prospect when the whole point of it was to make your later round picks more profitable?
Right. Dude, that's a mistake.
Yeah, well.
That's just an objective mistake.
Yeah, clearly, Jake's not a gambler.
No, he doesn't know.
It's
you,
fine.
If you listen to the show, you know what gambling's like.
Did you auto draft?
Jake, I have a confession.
It's okay. You can come clean.
I just wanted
to. This is a safe space, right, guys? I'm talking to the
Mike,
viewers.
Mike, is this a safe space?
Is this a safe space?
This is a safe space.
Just say
yeah.
Yes.
Just say yeah. All right, just need a validation.
You missed it.
I have a confession. I was waiting till the show to tell you. I have no idea what my team looks like. I haven't looked at my team I waited till the last minute to respond until when I could do the draft. And then I gave a time that I could do the draft, and then I didn't check the draft at all, and I still haven't checked
ESPN. Do you want
me
to check your team? We can do this right, probably not right now.
But, I have no idea what my team looks like. And you know what?
You know what?
The season doesn't happen, it will
matter. The season, you have two extra weeks minimum to, like, go through the market and redo your team and,
so, yeah.
And ask for trades and everything.
I deeply apologize. Sad.
It's okay.
Sad,
you know what? I'm pretty sure auto draft is semi-reliable. If I'm being honest, I like overloaded on outfielders way too quickly.
Dude,
and
what
then
are you doing, man?
Well,
auto-draft,
I mean,
man. Auto-draft will get you where you need to go.
Well, I overloaded on outfielders, and then I'm like, crap, I need a catcher. And it was to the point like six rounds in a row or six picks in a row.
Right.
I like saw my guy. I was trying to pick like JT Realmuto. I was trying
right,
to pick, like,
right.
I can't remember that. Like six rounds in a row. I like had the guy who I was gonna pick,
and
like the guy who picked right in front of me took him six
oh
times
God.
In a row.
That's unreal.
I messaged him because my buddy
unreal.
From home, and I was like, "Dude, how do you? Am I? I'm not like verbally announcing,
right?
Who
exactly.
I want? How do you know?
You just seem like a JT kind of guy.
I mean,
I think
he's
that's just the vibe.
5-2 player as a catcher.
Yeah,
so you
that's rare.
I mean,
I did pick
Yasmani Grandal, who's like the
second.
It's gonna be okay, but like, very upset.
Wild, but we'll see. I'll put some money down eventually.
Yeah.
When I Venmo someone. Eventually.
What's your team name?
Oh man, I don't even know. Oh,
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Okay.
With my team name is Tim Tebow, and my abbreviation is AAA for AAA, which is where he is
where he will be staying.
Where he belongs.
fair.
So
well,
yeah, so
betting is also
right
on
now.
Hold. It's fine.
Yeah. Whatever. And this is about the end, man.
Yeah.
Of the show, not the world.
Like you guys said before, tell me again how you got to Hoy Field. Like, what did you do to get on the field?
We hopped the fence.
Oh, we just hopped the fence.
You hopped the fence, but you started at the bottom of the fence, and you made the climb. Hashtag climb. Because when you when you went over that fence, man, and you got on that field, you defied your
gravity?
Obstacle.
Oh, okay.
gravity?
Not gravity per se. But when there was a barrier looking at you right in the face,
yeah.
And you made the decision
this is what happens
to go out and have some fun or better yourself or just take care of yourself mentally and physically.
To quote the J-Man, this is what happens when an immovable object meets an unstoppable force. Whatever.
You
almost had
it. You're right there. You're almost the physics guy, except not quite.
You know what? My mind's on a lot of things today,
fair,
guys.
Don't worry about the laws of gravity.
Yeah, it's fine.
And that climb is important. Sometimes it's a slow climb, but again, you have to start somewhere. So no matter how low you might be, no matter how high the fence may be, nothing is impossible and nothing is guaranteed at the same time. So just take that into account. Take that over the weekend. But there's a lot of people making the climb with you. Besides, you know, Skylar and Jake going to the baseball field, you know, I'm still here for them.
Yeah,
you got a whole social
we're here for you,
of people.
Can we fist bump despite coronavirus?
Yeah, I'll fist bump you because I'm not afraid of this coronavirus, and
heck,
I don't think a lot of people should be.
Dude, it's been very hard to keep this show not dirty.
Yeah,
because this is an emotional episode.
It is an emotional episode. We that was a beautiful rolling metaphor right there.
Dirt,
like I would say, dirty, like literally, and like you know, also like figuratively, like dirt. Their words, because we're you know red in the face.
We are red in the face,
but we do not curse.
But we
that
do
is
not curse.
FCC regulation.
Because we are gentlemen. That's why.
That's very.
We
true.
Are in a fantasy league that's called the League of Extraordinary Gents.
That so confirmed. We're gentlemen.
Confirmed. I mean, we are 6'8", 280.
That's
and
very true.
And in Mike's case, 6'4", 250. Yeah.
There we go. Shout out to Chris Morales.
We gotta get him in.
Oh man. So let's actually shout him out with like a slight anecdote.
Actually, because this all right, you know what, Skylar, this is your buddy. I want you to take the lead here.
He's all of our buddy. He's a universal buddy.
Yes.
He's a universal buddy. He sent us an email this morning. Very nice email, basically saying, you know, look, there's no sports. What are you gonna do, man? However, he's here for us if we need him, which we do. And he offered to potentially set up some other kind of system to see if we could do the show from wherever
we're gonna
we might
see.
Be.
Like everything's up in the water. And,
yeah, no one knows where
and
we're
that,
going.
That's not just in terms of the show.
That's fair. Yeah. So, but we're gonna. I love this show. I know you guys love this show. I'm gonna try and keep this show. Hopefully, we'll try and keep the show going. However, we can. And That's TBD. We'll have some announcement sometime, somewhere, probably. Yeah. But
follow us on social media, Instagram at
WVBR FM Sports.
Yes.
WVBR FM Sports.
We will be doing our best to keep content flowing in what ways we can. But hey, like, just like you guys, our world's kind of, you know, falling apart too.
Yeah. No, yeah, actually.
But we are committed. This is on a top priority list for most of us.
Yeah.
So.
No, I love the show. Also, yeah. I mean, yeah, we didn't even announce in the beginning of the show. Not only are Ivy League athletics canceled and NCAA athletics canceled, classes are canceled for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So, we don't have classes for 3 weeks.
Yes. Not even online. Not even online.
Just no classes for 3 weeks. So that's something to
might as well dedicate
out.
My time to someone I care about.
Yeah, man.
At the radio show. Yeah.
Hashtag climb.
Hashtag climb.
Hashtag
Let's go
climb.
Tweet that out, man. So listen, guys. This will just about wrap up our show.
Yes.
Times are tough. And like Mike said, just guys, be there for each other, man.
Yeah.
Just be there. I'm sorry, I'm like a little congested. I'm not like tearing up or anything. But there for each other. Wash your hands.
You can't see, but I'm doing the heart.
You're giving the heart
to the boys.
The heart to the boys. To the men. And guys, listen, just take care of yourselves, man.
Yeah.
And take care of families. Like Marshawn Lynch said, take care of your chicken, take care of your mentals, take care of everything. Do whatever you can and stay safe. And let's get this figured out, man.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll get figured out. Tough episode, but
tough episode, tough times, but hey, I'm gonna change the tradition a little bit.
Yeah,
I did mention this a little bit earlier in the show, but if you see me on campus, I used to say, if you see me on campus, give me a high five. If you are willing, I don't want to make you do anything that would make you feel like uncomfortable in terms of social distancing or anything like that,
right?
Or just in general,
right?
I will give you guys a full on hug if you made it throughout the show.
Big old hug.
I'm actually kind of a smaller guy, so it won't be that big of a hug. But like,
you're small for 6'8" to 280.
Yeah.
you just carry the weight differently, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm very dense.
But guys, I will say, to end on a more positive note. I sound so weird. I'm gonna blow my nose after the show.
It's okay,
guys. Learn. This is the chance now. Learn some stuff that you had no idea.
Yeah.
It's stuff that you've always wanted to do. Stuff that you don't know how to do. Guys, learn magic tricks. Learn how to do Rubik's cube. Learn how to do a handstand. Learn how to play hacky sack.
Learn how to
do a sit up.
To quote Creed from The Office, I want to learn how to do a cartwheel.
Guys, Netflix is killing it.
Oh yeah,
Netflix is killing it.
You should probably invest.
You should also invest in some stuff maybe if you're feeling it.
Booming.
Boom. Yeah. Zooming. We use
Zoom.
We're using Zoom right now for online education.
Well,
or we will be
at least until after the 6th.
Until we'll see what happens. Right. But guys, keep a positive attitude. It's gonna be okay. And keep it real. Take care of yourselves.
All the best, guys.
Look forward
to hearing from you soon.
Yes.
Let's do it. All right. Thanks, guys.
Signing
we are
off.
Signing off.
Signing off.
Later.